And that's a contrived segue to today's listener question. It's actually two related questions from students in Aaron Knight's language arts classes out in Unalaska.
My name's Alyssa. I'm also from Unalaska, and my group mates are Michelle, Natalie, and Alyssa Marie. And our question is, have any of the mushers got hurt, and did they have to stop participating in the race?
Hi, my name's Aaron. My groups are Mateus and Zach. What happens if the dog got hurt?
Thanks for listening, and thanks for the great questions, everybody. So, what happens when there are injuries on the trail? Here's our trail reporter, Zachariah Hughes, with the answer.
If a dog's hurt, his or her musher will leave it at a checkpoint. The veterinarians take care of it, and the Iditarod takes over. They'll take groups of dogs that are hurt or dropped or sick and move them back to Anchorage or somewhere where a handler or somebody who knows the musher picks up the dog and takes care of it for a while. Mushers, unless they're really, really hurt, will keep going. One time, Aaron Burmeister broke his knee coming down the Dalzell Gorge, and he finished the Iditarod hundreds of miles later, kind of limping over the finish line, but he made it. So other times, mushers will fall off their sleds and crack ribs and maybe withdraw or maybe keep going. They are pretty tough, and it's really up to them if they're hurt, whether or not they want to keep trying to finish the race.
Thanks for getting that answer to us, Zach. And as always, I want to remind the listeners that you can send your questions to iditarod@alaskapublic.org.